beautiful music from Branford Marcellus, along with Kurt Elling, Justin Faulkner, Eric Rivas, and Joey Calderazzo. That is Branford Marcellus, his latest CD called Upward Spiral. It's on OK Records. We heard Cassandra's song from that. My name's David House, and I got in a little bit late today, so I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be back. And I'll be with you for about the next hour, bringing you some jazz on All That Jazz. And up next on jazz, we've got music from John Beasley, brand new CD, really pretty much brand new, almost a month old now. The Monkestra is the name of the album, Volume 1. And he has a lot of stuff that is, well, it's really, really wonderful things that Thelonious Monk wrote. We're going to start off this set with Epistrophe. This features Gary Burton on vibes. You're listening to All That Jazz. And it's 6 minutes past 12 o'clock. You're listening to KUNM. This is All That Jazz. My name is David House, and I'll be with you till about 1:30 when Freeform gets started with Carol. We're going to start off today with the latest CD from Will Calhoun, a drummer, and tribute to Elvin Jones. The album is called Celebrating Elvin Jones. Will on drums, along with Christian McBride bass, Antoine Roney, tenor and soprano sax, Carlos McKinney piano, and Kian Harold on trumpet. We're going to listen to a cut from this one called Woo. You're listening to All That Jazz. My name is David House, and we're sitting and talking with Arlen Asher, who is a saxophone player, educator, and has been in New Mexico for a lot of years. How are you?
How am I?
Yeah.
I'm okay, considering the age and all that stuff.
You've been here for a long time in New Mexico.
Long time. My wife and two sons and I moved out in 1958 to take a job as a TV director at KNME.
Right. And, okay, let's go all the way back. Let's go back a little bit. Let's just go back to...
Before recorded history.
Well, you know, before I was recording history.
Yeah,
maybe,
that's true, yeah.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up on a farm in North Missouri, about 100 miles north of Kansas City. And as a kid, I went to a one-room schoolhouse, you know, where you had all...
Well, one of the other things, too, is I'm kind of curious about is finding out about... You said that you decided to choose the clarinet as your voice.
Mm-hmm. And I had been studying in Juilliard for many years. I mean, it was not like I opened a case and took a clarinet out. I've been practicing the clarinet as my practice instrument for years. You know, I was in Juilliard for 2 years getting a master. I was undergraduate majoring in clarinet at Brooklyn College. You know, studying legit clarinets, classical clarinet with some of the top symphony players. So it didn't come out of nowhere.
So, yeah, well, the clarinet is also, there's not many people that play it.
Right.
Like you said, there's a lot of people that play sax, relatively speaking.
Right.
What is, what sort of draws you to the clarinet? I mean, what do you find different about the clarinet in a jazz setting?
Well, I mean, you've heard clarinet in jazz settings all through your life. Dixieland clarinet, you've heard, there's a lot of different voices on the clarinet, and I found that most of them didn't have the purity of the sound that I liked, having had that background of classical studying. So, and also having had the background of being Coltrane in my life, in my head somewhere, I dig Train, you know, and Charlie Parker and Stan Getz. So I kind of felt that I wanted to put together a modern voice on the clarinet that made that instrument fit into today, mm-hmm. rather than a kind of otherworldly music of Dixieland or swing. You know, swing doesn't quite fit in today unless you wear flapper clothes. You know, I love swing, but it's not today's music. We don't talk like that anymore. Mm-hmm. So that was my idea, and it wasn't just an idea. It's kind of what I had to do anyway.
That's interesting. And how do you feel like it's being received by people? I mean, it doesn't happen that much. It's like there's a lot of folks that play the saxophone, not mm-hmm. that many that play the clarinet.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of curious about why you think that is.
Well, the clarinet's harder. Hmm. 100 times harder than the saxophone.
Why is that?
Why? The clarinet is like being married to a very finicky, beautiful, sensitive, woman that needs a lot of caring. The saxophone is like being married to a woman who accepts you the way you are and you can do whatever you want anytime you want to. But you prefer the more sensitive woman because she's got a little more depth. She's harder to handle, takes more work. And that's what the, you know, I never thought of it that way, but that's what the clarinet is.
I was going to say, man, you must have thought about this one before. That's a really good explanation.
Well, it's true because you don't play the clarinet right, it squeaks right away. Mm. It talks back to you. And it makes an ugly sound unless you have to really work at the clarinet, you know.